Nateland is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in a state-of-the-art recording studio, not in San Diego, but in Nashville, Tennessee, is my lovely wife, my co-host, my CFO, and overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hi there.
How are you, Mel?
I'm great.
I like your shirt.
I'm great.
You kind of got like 90s McDonald's vibes, kind of play place vibes.
Yes.
I like it. It's a good look. And alongside Melissa, because today is a very special day of Don't Make Me Come Back There, is three-fourths of the crew of Nateland. So
yes.
It's wild. Nate,
it's a lot.
Brian Bates, Aaron, Josephus Weber.
You come out of the gate hot.
I know. I told this was like the big adjustment. It was like we come out real. We're like above a coffee shop in La Mesa.
Yep,
we get
like
caffeinated.
Buzzing.
We get our kids off to school and we like I think it's like a, you know, when you're doing a bad gig and you have to throw like you do an hour worth of material in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the pace we run on.
So
there's people who listen to Nateland right now. They're like, I don't like any of this.
We can't even keep up with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Nothing's worse than when you do a show. That's one of those that I guess if people understood comedy or if you could feel comedy to feel that. You can do an hour worth of material in 25 minutes.
Yeah, this is fun. We have a segment on our podcast called Dustin's Comedy Corner, the DCC, where every once in a while we just apologize to the audience for talking about something that I know bores them.
Yeah.
But you know, there's always like a small segment of the population who
like...
wants that.
Yeah.
But the majority of the population has no idea that you're like, no, sometimes you got to do this bad gig, you know, for like 20 people and you're like, they're like, you got to do an hour. You look down your clock. You're like 11 minutes.
Oh.
And you're looking. You're normally like, this is usually the halfway marker.
This weekend, I forgot something out of an order. And I was hitting like stuff about my parents. And I was like, golly, I'm already. It was like 27 minutes, 30 minutes. And I'm like already in it. I'm like, I think I should be winding down.
Yeah.
And then I did figure out I left a whole chunk out. So then I got to figure out how to get it back in.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just look like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy. Look, we will, we're honored. We have started a podcast network, the Nateland Podcast Network. And this is, you guys are our first podcast that we have on the network.
Thank you.
And we're super pumped about it.
Yeah, we're honored to be a part of it.
We're big fans, you know, known you guys forever. And Dustin, you've been out with us and you guys are killing it. And I think you fit very well. You obviously fit very well into the world that we are doing. And so thanks for having us on your first podcast. Yeah. Dusty refused. He's just standing right behind the camera.
I only have one Dustin with glasses. I can't be associated with another.
Can't have two.
No.
Can't have two. Dust would be his flight. Big flight stuff this week.
Bad flight.
Yeah.
I drove from Huntsville. So it was kind of, I got out ahead of it and then we drove from Huntsville and I thought I would feel worse for all my friends getting delayed, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think I just, I'm like, yeah, it happens.
What are you going to do?
It happens.
What are you going to do?
Not for me.
I was thinking about, I was like, next weekend I'm in Fort Wayne and I was like, I wouldn't mind missing maybe one of those shows.
Yeah.
Like if I had to miss the Friday late and they had to go to the Saturday, I was like, I'd probably they'd be okay with me, actually.
You guys should just stay.
Stay here, yeah.
What do you like when he's, what if he's delayed? Like, or if he misses?
Well, I'm kind of used to it right now.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like you kind of expect like at least 2 hours.
You know, I mean, were you like, I wish he was here? Do you sometimes, is it, it's both. Sometimes you're like, you know what? Are you excited? Are you excited that it's... Could you be a little...
No. I'm like, you got to get home and help me.
That's what it is. You're not happy to see me. You're happy for the relief.
The second shift.
Yeah.
It's like the girl, you know, like, where were you?
A swing shift comes in.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. You get really, and I wonder if Laura's the same way, around the holidays is like when it...
Yeah, I get a little triggered.
Yeah.
You know, like in December, I'm like, okay, what time's your flight? Like, planes, trains, and automobile stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because it's just too important. You know, like, you don't mess
holidays.
With, like, the week
holidays,
before Christmas. But
you don't take them that serious.
Do you, you know, like,
I
you,
fancy.
When you travel a lot for work, like, we'll celebrate your birthday on a different day.
Oh, yeah.
But you do that with Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jesus, well, he's there the whole time.
Yeah.
So he understands. I don't talk to him irregularly like you do. I talk to him every day, Justin.
He's in this room.
He's
right
in this
now.
Room right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that.
He came in this room just to meet you, for a second.
Are you talking about the talking about the doctrine of an omnipresent God? Because I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
No, I'll theologize this podcast all day. I didn't go to you know, I'm a proper Christian too, you know.
It's
a philosophy major over here. I studied the book, not the questions.
Yeah, did you take a whole class on Thomas Aquinas and angels?
I did. No.
I was like, dang. Okay,
but I know who that is.
Yeah, you know Thomas Aquinas. There
he was kind of the mystic of the old group, right? He broke a little bit from, okay.
Mm.
You had Augustine, who was a little more like kind of your, what would you call, like, I don't know, like more reformed, like kind of like by the book. But Aquinas, he got a little more mystical. He was a little more kind of out there on some of the ideas.
He was just an Aristotelian. He just loved Aristotle.
All right. Now we're just throwing words.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one. You dropped omnipresent earlier. Yeah. Kind of raised the bar here.
Well, to be fair, Nate said I wasn't a Christian. So
you're a California Christian.
That was, Which,
it's a different scale.
Yeah.
You're like the Pope out there.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
All right.
I think that I think it might be in there, but. The impression that Aaron did of me, which Dusty was right, was very insulting. Like you really
the nasal.
Yeah. But what you said, and I don't know if you meant it, was much meaner. Do you remember what you said? You go, first off, it's an impression of somebody nobody knows.
I don't know if that's it's
so mean.
It it is mean. But you weren't there, so it was easier to do it. Now everybody knows
now
you.
Everybody
I knew
does.
This was happening.
Yeah.
He's so planting the seed.
I was planting the seed, and everybody goes, well, who is that guy? Oh, I'll tell you who that guy is.
Yeah, now you know.
Now you know who that guy is.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Pulling the strings.
Yeah.
A real Aquinas. I don't know. That doesn't make sense at all. But.
No, Dustin's one of the most requested guests we've had to be on our podcast.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Which,
awesome.
Yeah. We have some comments. I know I don't believe y'all do comments. We read comments on our podcast.
We do emails.
We do emails.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We got a Facebook group. We're Nate Land Light in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
Working on it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just doing barely better than you. And then. You will, in 2 weeks, you acquire us, and now you're like, golly, that went way wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Let's read. Here's some of our comments. David Bushy. That's his last name, Bushy. Bushy.
You hit Bushy. It so hard, though.
David Bushy. That's tough. I bet he prefers to not even say his last name.
It's tough when your last name is an adjective.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't want...
I would just tell everybody it's Boucher.
Yeah.
David Boucher.
Oh, yeah, that'll clear
just
that
call
up.
Me Bush. Yeah. Boucher. I may be in the minority here, but I actually think Aaron Weber did a good Dustin Nickerson impression.
There you go.
If you close your eyes and listen, you can picture Dustin. There you go.
I've heard him enough. I think I've got it down.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounded like you've heard too much.
Gosh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I've had to sit through enough of it. And we haven't done that many dates together.
You did enough.
You officiated my wedding.
That's true.
I'm yeah. familiar with your voice.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Yeah.
I had a hot set.
Yeah,
actually. You did.
Did you get paid set. For that?
No, but I did.
That's crazy.
But they
that's
did
crazy. Get the hotel.
They did give us a hotel.
Oh,
no yeah. flight. No travel buyout, wow. but there was.
Wow.
Wow.
Gotta bring.
Yeah. My wife made a bad deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gave you a bad deal.
This was before
no hotel.
Could, this is before I could sell tickets. So yeah. Sinsheimer gave me a bad no that's door deal.
He goes, look, there'd be a lot of industry there.
There was going, actually. It was pretty good exposure.
I got bookings from it.
Yeah.
I got passed at the Comedy Zones from that.
Oh, yeah. I go, this guy's good.
Yeah.
Go, this preacher's good.
Yeah. He's got a pretty little set here.
That reminds me of the first time I ever met Dustin. Hold on, David Bushy.
Yeah.
First time I ever met Dustin, I don't know if you remember this, Christian Comedy yeah. Association mm-hmm. Conference. There's a lot of C's mm-hmm. in there.
CCAC.
I barely got to go because I'm not a Christian.
Right.
Yeah. West Coast Christian.
West Coast Christian.
We're doing the showcase show,
uh-huh.
and I hear there's industry here. I'm like, oh, this is exciting. And I go up there, and I do my set, and I see a guy in the audience. No, wait. You went.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy gets up when you get off stage and rushes you. And I'm like, who is that? And they're like, that guy's like a manager. He wants to manage Dustin. And I'm like, I gotta impress him.
Yeah.
And I get up there and do my set. And I look out. That guy's asleep in the audience. Literally like this.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you remember that?
Whoa.
And did you go wake him up and say, can you manage me?
What do you think?
Yeah. And he goes, yeah. I'll do it.
Do you remember
I
that, don't, Dustin?
I forgot about that. No.
But you remember it now?
I do now. Absolutely. Yeah. That's
really hammering home to make sure he remembers it.
Yeah. You remember that? Yeah.
You remember that, Dustin?
All right.
He goes, well, no? What about now?
No. I remember.
What about
the
now,
manager.
Dustin? He's right behind you.
And then this weekend, I did a podcast and I said beforehand, I was like, who else you guys got coming on? And they're like, well, we're going to get Dustin Nickerson tomorrow. And I guess that was it while mm-hmm. we're in town. And then I asked at the end of the podcast, when will this come out? And they said, well, we're pretty backlogged. We've got Mark Norman coming up. We got Dustin Nickerson coming up. And I'm like, you just told me you're doing Dustin tomorrow. And they're like, yeah, but come on. We just got to.
They're like, oh, we fell asleep during the editing.
We got pushed.
Yeah.
This is why we're starting a podcast with him and not you. So. Sorry.
Well, I thought I was on this one.
Yeah. And you've been on ours. No, and you've been on ours.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there you
and then
go.
We stopped having guests.
Yeah.
It's just us now.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a good. It's a lot to book guests.
It is, and you have a dynamic.
Yeah,
and we were like, we like a husband wife thing. We got something.
Is it
different.
Like too much? Y'all feel like y'all talk too much now because of the podcast. You're married.
We'll save stuff. Do you guys do that too? You'll be like, save it for the podcast. Like I got this funny story from this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you yet.
But I'm saying as a
be
wife,
like, write it down.
Yeah. Like if I had to do a podcast with my wife, it's already a lot. Because you live with them, you know? I don't know how most marriages are, but in our marriage, we live together. And then...
Okay. Old-fashioned values.
Yeah. You know? I would think that it is good that you do travel. Your relationship's great.
The travel does help to bring together like more stories and anecdotes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a lot of like, how was your weekend? Like, there is an amount of like catching up that we start every episode with like a weekend recap. And I'm like, I was in Fort Wayne. And you're like, well, I was
in a volleyball tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, say hi to the kids.
Yeah.
Do you ever have to pause a fight or pause an argument to do a podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you think you can tell if you listen to it or you guys hide
like
it pretty well?
My energy, like I can't like lie about anything.
Not a liar.
And so there will be some times when we just got to like circle the block. Like,
yeah,
we cannot record yet. Like I'm like seething.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't banter and be witty when you're like literally like, you know,
you're
dying,
the reason.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, you want to go be funny together?
Yeah.
We start off saying like, we're a funny podcast.
You should
about
do
family.
It by, you do those by Zoom. And y'all are just, you're like in other separate bedrooms.
I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
And alongside me is my wife.
Yeah.
We are here.
I'll take her or leave her.
No, it's difficult for sure. But yeah. We enjoy it. We have fun.
It's fun to be good. Creative together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's mm-hmm. I think that's a great thing. I think it adds it is a special thing to the relationship, and then you're both involved in it in your careers. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. like we have with my wife, and because it's hard. It's hard. You don't want to just be like completely, even though you're separate, you
right.
know, you want to yeah. be like, you know, because you've been here the whole time. So it's like, yeah. it's all.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah. yeah.
Well, and I think fans and like they enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, like seeing like your life, your story, your family,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, so
it's I think it's similar to why your
yeah.
podcast works, and that it is different, and that very it's different. Like four or five comics, not just like one comic talking, because like that exists and they're the biggest podcast in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. so what you guys are doing is different. And we started off with guests, and
yeah,
then during
years.
COVID,
yeah.
I was like, can we just do this? Because you first off, this is a different side of me because you're different with your spouse.
Yeah.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. And I think you're so funny. And like when I try to make you. So it is like it just it's a totally it's different than the act. It's different than me being on.
And I'm not a comic and I'm just like goofy and. You know, hitting good, stuff, you know.
Yeah. That was well timed.
Yeah.
Get your phone on the table.
I was
table.
Like, I can't have the headphones. They'll just distract me.
Yeah.
I get,
oh, yeah.
get confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I try to just be myself and bring mm-hmm. myself to
cries.
The table.
We've had a couple
yeah.
cries.
Yeah, I cry sometimes.
We've had a couple cries.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, I am man. Like, I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Nate's like,
yeah.
we're out.
Like, no, we've done that.
Yeah, Brian's yeah. cried a few times.
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's usually after the episode.
No, I think it adds to it. You
when's
know?
Last time you cried?
In life?
Yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
man.
When was the last been time I cried? I usually have a pretty heavy, like a big
Christmas
cry.
Just at Christmas?
I cry a lot at Christmas.
Just like you put the angel on the tree and you start crying?
Yeah, Christmas is real
kids.
Melancholy.
Yeah.
It's a kid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a parent thing.
Yeah.
Movies, mm-hmm. movies and TV shows make you cry?
I cried, what was the last?
Some songs.
There's some songs. Yeah. I cry. Yeah. I cry a decent amount.
Cry from a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in the car? Just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. What kind of song?
Do songs not make you cry?
No, what are you listening to?
I don't listen to the words.
Yeah.
So I've never cried at a song. Even I don't know any songs talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I like sad music, man.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
a lot of mm-hmm. sad
songs. It's like
songs.
The, you know, Seattle. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all kind of like
well,
little,
the,
you like to be miserable.
That,
yeah.
I like the, that Zach Bryan song, the Going South. That's
yeah.
a sad song.
That's a yeah. sad song.
Because y'all don't like Come to the South?
No. That guy's like, I don't know if you know the premise of the song, but yeah. it's like he's talking about his childhood and he has these big dreams and these ambitions and everyone's like calling him like a riser. Like, you can't do this. You can never. You're just the kid who plays in the dirt. And he's like, so the song's about going south where people let you play your music loud. And then it's like an instrument. And then he calls his dad. He's like, I'm never coming back. You never believed in me. And I'm going south. And I was like, yeah, that one gets me. But
yeah.
you have to listen to the lyrics. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
His dad mm-hmm. didn't believe him?
Yeah, he said,
yeah.
I don't know if he's
yeah.
the character in it necessarily.
Yeah.
But he calls and he's like, calls his dad and say, I'm never coming back, you know, because they sing my songs out here. So
see, I think I would like that. The one song, what was it song? It was...
The Sugarland song?
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, that Sugarland song. Is,
hey,
it's
mom
kind
and dad.
Of saying,
hey,
dear mom
money.
And dad, please send money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so broke,
mm-hmm.
it ain't funny. So
yeah.
that song,
yeah.
that song could make me cry. But that would be, it's the same as Zach Bryant. But it's like, that's where my mentality goes. Is like, it's not a, which is, I mean, fortunately, I know people don't like their parents. But it's like, it's such a, it's more of a positive. Like,
Right.
They supported
like,
you.
Yeah, they
yeah,
supported
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
or they did, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then the other way is like.
Because that song is,
a
I've
lot.
Succeeded, and
yeah.
now I'm going to come back and lift up the family
yes.
who lifted
yeah.
me up
yeah,
the whole
yeah,
way
yeah.
through. You like the other way.
So
I like it all.
Everybody.
You
yeah.
want it to be
no.
like, oh,
in your
stupid
face.
Idiot.
It could be both. It could be both.
No,
we don't, we
I like
don't
it
trash
all.
On our parents.
Huh?
We don't trash on
no,
our parents.
No, no, I'm saying your song. His song he likes.
Yeah.
But
sad, even
it's
though,
okay to like
even
a
though
you ever
song.
Hear him listen to a song and then you walk in, you're like, good. Is that like that?
You know the Christmas bell. I like Mel walked in on me one time doing the dishes during Christmas bawling because
yeah.
I was listening to Johnny Cash and I was
yeah.
thinking about my Uncle Butch. So my house growing up was my dad and my sister and my Uncle Butch. And Butch was like 6'6", like 280, always wore big NASCAR jackets everywhere you go. He was a big Terry Labonte fan, so it had the cornflakes guy everywhere he went. Drove a big lifted truck.
Earned the name.
He was a butch because that family had three gyms. They had Jim Nickerson, who was my grandpa, who ran illegal gambling rooms. And then his son, James Nickerson, went by Butch. And then his son, Jimmy, went by Tater. So this is why I told you, and I showed you the picture. My favorite of your SNL was Lake Beach.
Yeah. We were crying.
Because I was like, I sent it to my sister. And I was like, she's like, and the Lake Beach thing, because she sent me the picture. She's like, Lake Beach looks like a good time. And I was like, no, Lake Beach is a good time. But Butch had this like really baritone voice, and he could like sing Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash has an excellent Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was crying and was doing the dishes, and you walked in, and I was kind of like, I don't know if you've ever happened with your partner or your spouse, and you're like, I'm trying to be vulnerable, and you did not know how to receive it.
No, because sometimes like if you're in a place and then you come to your partner like, you ready? And I'm like, I'm not ready to be sad. I gotta go wrap all these gifts. Like,
yeah, I got work to do.
Now he was being productive sad because he was doing the dishes.
That's good.
Still adults.
Yes, and parents. But I'm like, I'm not ready to cry right now.
You know, I got stuff to do.
I think that's one of the hardest things about a relationship, like it being married, is like, I'm not feeling what you're feeling right now. So if you're mad or sad or happy, I could be the complete different emotion. And now we just have to exist together somehow.
But, and I think sometimes with men, it's like, I'm still learning how to be supportive of you when you actually like are sad.
Well, yeah, because I'll express the sadness annually.
Sounds like you cry a lot.
Because I'm like, what's this?
I think you're backing off about how much you do cry. What can I say here that's not every day?
Yeah.
Christmas.
I think I went too far. I had an annual cry, and then I was like, hey, I think I might have feelings now. And I was like, we're really backlogged on these feelings, so they're just coming up a little.
You just broke the seal.
Does anyone have a tissue? Anyway,
Aaron, you cry. You and Lucy cry together. I can't imagine. I just seen Aaron.
Why can
Lucy.
You not imagine
you and Lucy crying together?
Yeah,
either one of you.
Yeah, I bet Lucy would make fun of you if you cried.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
It's more Lucy than you.
Yeah,
I think it's I would enjoy seeing it. I think y'all probably cry quite a
bit. I do.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Ruth just comes in just like, oh, goodness.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
One of those nights.
I'm laughing, but I'm also like, oh, no.
I appreciate that.
You know,
We're in touch with our feelings.
Yeah.
Sorry for caring so much.
Sorry for caring so much.
This is Melissa's tagline.
That's my motto.
Sorry for caring so much.
Yeah. To my kids, to my husband, I'm sorry.
Wish you were on our podcast.
Oh, man.
High five across the table.
Oh, man, no. Over Nate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're not here for alliances, guys. We're...
J.C. Lee Pulford. I was a Dustin Nickerson fan before I even heard of Nate for years, so I'm a big fan of what they're both doing. Let's go, folks. There you go.
Let's go, folks.
All right.
Backseaters, Hey Bear, all the thing. I know J.C.
She runs the Batesville podcast.
Oh. Yeah.
And post on there how Nate's her favorite comic all the time.
Yeah.
Just do it on your own personal page.
She's a Nickerson. She's an original Nickerson fan.
She was an early adopter because you, like, and I'm just barely out of it now, but, like, when you have such a small amount of fans that you know their names.
Oh, yeah.
They'll, like, come in your line, and you'll be like, Demarius, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 How are the kids?
Demarius.
Damaris.
Damaris. I always say it wrong.
I talked to her last night.
I know Damaris.
Yeah. She's a patron.
She's great. Yeah.
She drove from Sacramento. She drove a Reading. She drove out from California for the show
this
weekend.
In an RV for Dustin's shows.
That's crazy.
There were other things attached to it. But
sure.
She'd never been in Nashville.
Attached to the RV.
She'd never been in Nashville.
Her daughter we had the like meet and greet merch table. And I was like selling shirts, signing the books and stuff. And there was like a mint on the table all of a sudden. She's like a 19-year-old daughter. And I was like, oh, I'm going to eat that mint. Because I thought Zany's put it out.
Yeah.
And so I ate the mint. And then another mint appeared. And I was like, who's putting these mints out? And it was the daughter. The daughter just carries little mint and thought it was funny.
Oh, that's funny.
And it was funny. Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah. And I was like, who's putting these mints out? She just did like a little smirk. I was like, I love a little bit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
funny. Yeah.
Just cute. And you thought it was hilarious
She's
that I ate
it. She's replacing it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She replaced the one that I ate.
Amazing.
You kept eating?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to keep giving me free mints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. You go to town. Bree Puckett. I just saw Dustin's new hour. It is so good. I loved how much he talks about parenting and being married. I hope to see more of Nate and Dustin together. Well, this will be the last time. So, no, yeah. Yeah, you murder, dude, at the shows. It's very fun, you know, because you just come out and destroy. And that's what I love. A lot of everybody does very good, but it's nice to see comics go. You've been someone I always talk about a lot because you've done it on your own. You went on the road. You learned how to. You talk about doing those Wednesdays and those off nights and mm-hmm. really, and then teaming them up when you were with me or you were with Taylor or something, but you always were moving forward. And, you know, and then, I mean, now in your own right, I still trick you into coming out with me some just because where it's fun, but it's, you know, your headline, you're doing, it's all moving forward, dude.
Thanks, man.
It's good.
Yeah. It's been, it's fun. I always say to my team, which is like new to have a team, it's like just brick by brick, just, you know, just trying to compete with myself. Like, did I sell better than last year? Am I gaining some fans? Did I get a little funnier? Did I write a new joke? You know, and last year. So you did a guest set last time. It was this weekend last year. And you were talking to me in the parking lot. It was really nice. You're like, hey, man, like it's about to get really fun.
Yeah.
And listen, there's some rough ticket counts on the calendar. I'm not going to act. Yeah. We got some markets we're building in that there's a half a brick laid so far. But like a weekend like this where it was like just short of like three sellouts and it was fun and they're fans and they're on board with you like out of the gate. It's like, oh, this has gotten, I've gotten better and it's gotten easier.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to dance the way that I used to, you know, or like, you know, you come out and you're like, I don't have to prove to them that I'm funny. They're already invested, which is nice. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So thanks for all the boost and support and stuff.
Absolutely. So you guys podcast about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking?
Yeah. We're talking about parenting today. I'm a new parent. Aaron's about to be a parent.
I got a lot of questions
for you guys.
Good. We had our kids real young. So we did the math. So even counting Dustin, we've been parents longer than all you guys combined.
Oh, wow.
But it is fun. You know, that we're at the different stages. You know, you have, how old's Harper?
12.
12. So preteen.
She's right between our girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Preteen, young, how old's? How old's your kiddo?
Eleanor,
I'm sorry. No.
She's like
he was just going to sit in that for
a while. I was going to sit on it.
What's that chick that lives in your house?
How old's Ruth? I was asking how old your wife was.
I'm
just kidding.
All right. How much does she weigh?
Yeah. Where's your... I'm here for Ruth stats. No, I don't care about your daughter.
What's your home address?
What's she pulling annual income, Ruth, these days?
More than me.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
And then you got a baby.
Eleanor's two.
Eleanor's two.
I was right.
All right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I'm not good at that stuff. I have like nieces and nephews that I don't remember how many kids they have and their ages, but you really.
I lock in. I know all the birthdays. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom knows all birthdays.
Yeah.
She's always remembered everybody's birthday.
It's a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can also just have a note in your phone, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Or Facebook does it for me.
Yeah.
Not for the kids, though.
For Eleanor? You got Eleanor
on Facebook?
Yeah,
this is the only social media we allow, Facebook.
Yeah. The second she starts talking, we're going to get her
monetized.
I mean, we just, you know, she's almost there, but like, yeah.
No.
We need to get some young blood in this podcast. Yeah.
Well, she's been on before.
She has. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you guys have three kids.
We have three kids.
You're one of three.
I'm one of three.
Is the whole birth order thing, which you always hear about, is it true?
Mel loves talking about birth order.
I do love birth order.
Where are you at in the order?
I'm first.
You're first.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a
then
sister.
Then I have my brother, Derek, then my sister, Abigail.
Okay.
Okay. So is it true?
Birth order
for our kids?
Yeah.
Well, the stereotypical high achieving,
independent.
Here's what psychologists say. firstborn children typically motivated to meet their parents' expectations, mm-hmm. described as perfectionists, reliable, conscientious. Middle children more enjoy in negotiation and compromise. They're peacemakers. Younger children are develop natural confidence from attention they receive.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that's true.
Yeah.
My brother's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's the only one I can talk to in your family.
Yeah.
Your brother was a missionary, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah, yeah. He's a principal, but they did a lot of mission work. He just went over to Uganda and came back.
Yeah. We have that in, you guys
my
have that in common.
Well.
You have a missionary mm-hmm. sibling.
Yep. Well, and my sister
siblings,
was
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I would think it's certainly.
And does it matter if it's a boy, girl, the order?
You've read otherwise on that. Mel loves this stuff.
I do love this stuff. Yeah. Well, the reason I love it is because I'm a first daughter, but I have an older brother, but then I have twins under me. So I kind of like meet all the boxes except the youngest.
Right. Because I think you told me once that birth order can, if it is, sometimes if the top two are different genders, that they can end up kind of both being firstborns.
Yeah.
Because they don't necessarily live in the shadow and get the comparison.
Or if there's enough years in between, it can change too. But I would say like our son is not a perfectionist, but he is the most reliable of the three kids.
Yeah.
For sure. And then our youngest is like the baby of babies.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
for sure. So
yeah, she's gonna work for us one day.
She's 10.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's get real here.
So,
can you sell merch? Because I got to stop soon.
Our middle is really good at makeup. So maybe.
Yeah.
I feel
we're
going to
employ all our kids.
Yeah. I feel like at least where our kids are at right now, like life-wise, 17-year-old boy, 14-year-old girl, 10-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
There are things about their life that are more dominant than their birth order. Like, there might be parts of it that Gloria, our middle child, represents being a middle child, but really what she is a 14-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. That's what she is.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
like, that's the driving force and, like, kind of makes her who she is. But I wonder if some of the birth order stuff, like, makes more sense as you're adults.
Like,
and
their
you
arc.
See where they,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because
like
Joel is a high achiever.
They are. He's,
but
like,
also, he could. Be a part-time lifeguard one day. I don't know.
Dustin says he's going to major in vibes.
Yeah.
Vibes. Yeah.
So he's a SoCal bro.
He's
tough.
He's so mad he's not at the beach right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, it's a perfectly good Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
San Diego is the most. I love.
We've ruined him.
Yeah.
We've ruined him.
We love living in San Diego. But I'm from Seattle, and it's such an unmotivated group of people. Because what do you do? You already won.
Yeah.
That's
every day's
lovely
the best.
Outside.
Every day's the best.
Yeah.
It's called America's Finest City. Mm-hmm. They have a phrase, San Diego, no bad days.
And you just go get delicious tacos.
You're like, what'd you do?
Right.
Like, I longboarded to get some fish tacos.
Yeah.
Surfed. You know, I called my family. We're all really close still.
Yeah.
We did a bonfire.
Yeah, like someone has to work, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
I feel like in every family, it's like the families all agree with that. And then there's one guy like, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Because
he's paying for it all.
I'm going to have to pay for these, everybody beneath me that's just like, it's easy, dude.
Yeah. This guy's out here like, and this guy's out.
But they don't require much, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you give him a surfboard.
Yeah.
The ocean's free.
Yeah.
The ocean is
no,
free.
No, and he only wears vintage, like, resale clothes. So that's really cheap.
This is one that he picked up in a thrift store right here. So it's like a vintage.
He finds his clothes.
1991, he found it in a thrift store for, like,
$2. Yeah. Wow. But he does have an entrepreneurial spirit. He sells.
He's got a little business.
Yes. That's right. So, I think, you told us that.
He sells vintage clothes, which is really cool.
Yeah, we're proud of him.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's almost an adult. At what age, or is it there yet, you start becoming friends with your kids?
I think there's this saying, it's like, okay, this is good. It's like cop when they're little, and then it's like coach.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember the third one. It's like three
either.
C's.
You set that up so strong.
I was so ready.
This is good.
This is going to be so good. Listen up.
You really had like, I got something real insightful.
I started off great.
Cop.
Come to me later.
Co-captain.
I'm so sorry.
Co-captain.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
cheerleader.
Co-captain.
Cheerleader. Is it one of them?
That kind of sounds
that
right.
Sounds
right. Yeah.
So like we're kind of in that coach to cheerleader part because like we're still financing his life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we're also like, hey, this is your life. Yeah. Not our life. Like these are your grades. you know, these are your friends.
Teens are weird.
Your
tension.
Decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they affect us. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And kind of like Nate was saying earlier, like, we're paying for all of this still. So it's mm-hmm. like they have this like fierce sense of independence. Be like, dude, I pay for your house, your phone,
yeah.
your yep. car, yep. your get like
insurance,
I'm
food.
Still they don't want you to be in charge, but you absolutely they need you. So yeah. mm-hmm.
and it's a tough transition. You
but
know,
can he beat
up.
You in sports now?
So Joel, Joel might run in college. Joel runs like a 4:30 mile. He's like
yeah.
crazy fat. And Mel ran in college, a distance runner. And we'll just see. He's at tension with like, I'm a high achieving firstborn and I'm crazy athletic and an honor roll student, but also these vibes, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. yeah. yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I want to go to college to like try. And you're like, you know, okay. Yeah. It'd be great if you did.
Yeah.
Because your coach is like, you could run D1. He's like, I don't know though.
I'd like
you
to go to the beach.
I got to go to the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is so overpowering.
Do they do surfing? It's colleges out there.
Oh, I don't know. You know, he's not a great surfer. Mm-hmm. He's a great skateboarder, though.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He just goes out and like barrel rolls
yeah.
in the waves.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
you feel this,
they
though, Nate, tugging to Harper, where like my dad always said to my sister, because me and my sister were both first generation college students, and it was like really harped on us. Like my dad yeah. was like single dad, union worker. My uncle lived with us to help pay rent. And he was like, you have to go to college and you have to get a degree. And like, but it's
that
like hard
way.
To have this yeah. job and tell my kids that like, you got to go to college.
Yeah.
You got to like get a business degree or be because they're like, well, you just
yeah.
make, you just talk about what you talk about on stage and you made more money than like we ever, it's mm. stupid. You made more money than you did in your old day jobs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my college didn't work out. So my dad went to college later. My mom didn't. Then I don't think I would make her go to, I wouldn't, you know, it just depends on what she wants to do.
Yeah.
It would
yeah.
be, mm-hmm. it's like if you're really going to something to, you know, if she really wants to do something that is like, all right, an engineer or something,
right,
you're
right.
like, all right, yeah. well, you need to go to school for that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if it's almost anything outside of that,
yeah,
you could just be like, well, just, you know, just go learn how to do it.
Right.
We had Justin Galindo, our he's
would
be
just,
my
yeah.
production manager. Comes down the road with me. He was just out with us. And he was like that kind of just started working at like in Anaheim,
mm-hmm.
The arena there, at, like 14. And just was like, you know, started at the very bottom. And then
right.
it's just like, and he knows everything, has been in every situation. And so, I mean, he's. People coming out of college couldn't
right,
even compete
right,
with him
right.
because it's yeah. he's already
yeah.
had to deal with everything.
I think you're right. I think that like not only is it from our point of view, we can't harp like a traditional job search, like because of what we do for a living, but also people kind of like are realizing there's so many different paths now and
yeah.
that college isn't not necessarily, not only is it maybe not the like the best idea, in some cases it's a bad idea. If mm-hmm. you have to go meander for a while, we're like, hey, community college is free. Maybe get a taste
it can,
of it.
It's yeah, free. It could slowly become like almost a privileged idea because to be able to
yeah,
go
that's true.
And waste your time
and money
and
so much money.
But like a lot of people, it's like it doesn't matter. They
right.
just do it and then they don't ever have a debt or stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's yeah. There's you know, they're yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're in. I don't know what classes they're taking. It's
right.
all weird. It's
yeah.
I don't know. College. I feel like in the next 25 years, people are going to really start looking at colleges
yeah.
and be like, what is going on?
Right. It's kind of already,
happening.
Yeah, it's already
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
Gen Z isn't going to college nearly as much.
No,
yeah.
enrollment is down
yeah.
like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
And prices are up.
Yes, they are.
That's good combo.
Now, Aaron, you and Lucy are both in entertainment. Do you think your daughter will go to college? Will you encourage her?
I don't know her too well yet. But,
I haven't seen that GPA yet.
Well, this is an interesting question I was going to ask you. How often do you find yourself letting your kids do something or pursue something that you think is a mistake or you think they have no future in? How often do you just sit back and let your kids make a mistake versus trying to steer them in the right direction initially?
Mm-hmm. Well, a current one that I have is travel volleyball. Because we have incoming freshmen. And we've kind of sidestepped that by doing like local travel and like camps, like which are less travel based.
Yeah.
But you're also like, you want to give her, you know, the best opportunity to play in high school and have a group. And but also you're like, I don't know, it's not quite exactly what you asked me, but it was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're like, am I stifling her or is it just like not going to happen?
Well, that basketball stuff with the kid or sports with the kids is out of control. The
travel stuff.
Yeah. There's
travel sports. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there it's I thought I just or you see stuff. Where, because people want to get in that travel and they're just telling kids, like, just go play near your house. Like, it's
right.
No, you're costing parents. There's tons of money
and time.
You could buy a car. Or you could play travel
ball. You have to devote your whole life to it. And who knows if this kid will want to play baseball or basketball when they're in high school.
When a lot of time they don't. It is tough because there is a tension because, like, you know, growing up playing sports, like, if you did, there are a lot of good core memories there and it was very good outlets, you know. There's also some trauma and bad memories. The sliding back into first base is a
Well, that worked. That came around.
Yeah, that came around. Yeah, now you make content.
We love it.
Yeah.
40 years later, it paid off.
Some stuff you got to sit on.
So, I guess sign your kid up for travel sports is what they're saying. But it is like it got so competitive, but if you want your kids to play in high school, especially like we go to a big high school. A big public school that has a big sports program.
Yeah.
And like if Gloria didn't do some of those camps and play some of those, she probably wouldn't make the
team. There's 15 spots.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's 600 incoming freshmen. It's
same, and the more specialized the sport, the like particularly like a baseball, a soccer, a basketball, those kind of things. Running is great because you're faster, you're not.
You got a pair of shoes?
You can get out there. But it is so you I think a lot of parents they do that and their heart is good in it. They're like, I want the best for my kid. I want them to and the worst part is your kids get older, you don't want teens with downtime. That's the old what's the idle hands makes the devil's work. You can't be bored. I need you to have something to do. So
exercise.
Do you agree with that? Do you teenagers. Think do you try to eliminate boredom or are you saying you disagree?
We try and keep them as busy as possible.
Really?
No. There's this new movement that you gotta let your kids be bored so they can be creative and learn. You can't just have them on an iPad all day. But I do think that's different with teens because they have so much time. Like they don't go to sleep. Like they're up at 1 a.m. Like I'm asleep, but they're up. So like they need to get tired by doing a sport. Or I mean, we've got a drama kid, we got a karate kid. Like it doesn't matter what.
It's like when you have like a and I feel for you guys, like with the young kid, and you're like, you'll have a whole day and it's just you and that kid, and you're like, hey, let's draw. And that kills 8 minutes.
You're like, get back on your iPad.
Like, let's play some cards. Well, oh, you don't know how to play any games? All right. Well, I don't know. What game can I teach you? They're like, there's so much day to eat up when you're at. And so when your kids get
like
older.
Like on a Saturday.
Yeah. And you just don't want them to do anything. So our kids still have free time. But we try and if we can get them in programs just to like go be active for a couple hours, just move, go do something, make some friends,
and also
go succeed, go fail, go be part of a team, get a different voice into your life.
Yeah.
You know, like anything.
Yeah.
Ideally a good one, but even a bad one, we can be like, that's a bad one. Listen to us.
Yeah.
We're at the age where independent play is not there yet.
No.
She's got to have us there with her.
Yeah.
Watching even.
Yeah.
When you,
and it's like it's probably similar. Like you might be a little out of it, but like nine, 10, 11 year old, or like we'll come up and tell you you're bored, and like that's a thing we would never tell our parents.
Yeah,
it would not. It was not our parents' responsibility to entertain us.
Yeah, you would go do stuff.
I remember I said if I was bored, my dad would go, "Oh, I got some stuff you can do. Go mow the yard, rake it." Like,
And
if you don't want to do that, you're not really bored.
But now the shift is they kind of like look to the parents to like be the cruise director of the home. Like, what do we got going on next?
Yeah.
Here's the agenda for the day.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Well, maybe because you can't send them out like you used to.
No.
Like you used to just be like,
we would just roam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just be free.
That is kind of dead, huh?
Just it is, like, and even
getting
like
on a bike and leaving,
like old people, or no offense, but like people will call the police if they see a child out.
Yeah,
an 8-9-year-old. That's like socially unacceptable in a lot of places.
Wow, I used to just get on the bike and I'd be gone all day.
Yeah,
not really doing anything, but I'd just be riding around.
Yeah.
I mean, you would, especially during summer. We talked about this one of the episodes. You would just like disappear all day and you got home and your parents like, what? They wouldn't even ask you what you do, but you had like jumped off the school roof that day. You had like, you'd been playing in the ravine, you'd met a new friend, you got in a fight, you saw, you know,
stole from a store,
you stole from a store. You were like,
it wasn't all good.
Trying to elevate the bit.
Did you steal?
I stole once,
Oh, my gosh. Get him.
I got caught. It was bad.
What'd you steal?
Bubble gum.
Yeah. It was candy.
So, yeah, we try and keep them busy. Especially one of our kids had to go to summer school, and we were like, awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. I like
it was
that
like
you,
a week and a half.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I like that you got to get up and have
and
to
And that's
do
a natural consequence.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't get mad at us.
Your
grades.
Yeah.
I listened to your podcast. You guys talk about some good and some bad with your kid. A lot of bad. Do you ever run anything by them beforehand or be like, that's too much?
Well, notice I didn't say which kid went to summer school. We try and keep it vague. They would know.
But
you wouldn't know which one of my kids struggles. Well, more than one of them struggles in math, but that's my fault.
Is hard.
Yeah, they were based on being, they were pre-qualified to be bad at math based on the half of the DNA being mine. But we try to like, we try and talk about them in a way that is vague if we're telling like a maybe negative story. But I don't think we're really like, you know, like making them look too bad. But you're a listener, so you tell me, are you like, I can't believe we say that about our kids?
Brian was disgusted.
I was.
Brian was disgusted.
We are using our children for content.
Well, don't act like we are all.
But you did say something very funny last week about how you have to buy all this expensive sports equipment to try out. And you don't even know if they're going to make the team. They should let you rent it. And then if they don't make the team, return it.
That's why second-hand sporting goods are full. Mm-hmm. It's because you buy the volleyball cleats and the knee pads, and then you don't know if they made the team.
Volleyball cleats?
I'm sorry.
It's a different kind of volleyball.
Yeah. Is that why she's not making it?
It's not their ice skating in her spike cleats.
It's got track spikes.
But yeah, there is a, like, you're like, there, it's like a down payment. You're like, I have to make all this in here, like an onboarding.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get cut. And you're like, I mean, my last year of baseball growing up was like, I had gotten hurt during like the spring. I was on like an American Legion. We were supposed to be on the travel ball team. And the coach pulled me aside and he was like, hey, man, like you're pretty hurt and you're probably not going to get a lot of playing time. Based on that, and like, you know, like we've got some other players that we're gonna get in here, and I was like, I took it, and I was like, dude, this is gonna be my moment. This is like my like motivation. I got all hyped. I was like, I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna show this guy. I'm gonna be the team captain this year. I'm gonna go off. And I went home and told my dad, and my dad goes like, I mean, it's a lot of money for you to ride the bench, and I quit.
And you got a job.
And I was like, I mean. Because what are you, just a single dad paying for this? And he's like, I don't want to. There is an element where someone's paying to watch their kid, right?
Yeah.
They're sitting there in like $200 LeBrons. No scuffs on them.
Yeah.
Still sticky.
I'm okay if you ride the bench. I think the team is element. You can still contribute. You can still practice. You still have a social group. I'm totally fine if you don't get any playing time.
Yeah, that's fair.
As long as you try hard. And you can afford it. I mean, that's the problem is like travel and these high school sports they're very expensive.
But at least there's no entry fee in high school sports. There's still like.
That's true. But sometimes some of them require quite a bit of skill. You have to learn and
it's all,
batting coaches and training
I
camps.
I would imagine if you're getting asked to go do it. It's almost like that. Like you got to go like, you know, if you're just naturally like, you can tell they're like, yo, we need this kid to go.
Yeah.
Cause I, you know that a lot of these kids get into this stuff, and there's ways to get in where it's not costing everybody.
Right,
it's
right,
not
right,
everybody
right.
can afford all this
right.
stuff. Yeah. And then, but maybe the ones they're keeping alive are the ones that are, you know, that can't afford it.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah.
You're
those
right.
are, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. And I think that there are sometimes like, there's obviously these exceptions. Like when you hear like Khalil Mack didn't play football until his junior year, and you're mm-hmm. like, that was an exception.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah.
He played.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's in a Hall of Fame as an NFL tight end.
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's like a kid that you're, I don't think they ever came and said, hey, we need you to play travel ball. like it was like, he's like, I'll do whatever I want.
I'm
yeah.
just naturally a just great
amazing.
Athlete.
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah. but if you got a kid that has to work at it.
Right.
And is just not naturally gifted. It's like, yeah, then you are going to probably have to
yeah.
really
it's
get
them
in. It's
also tough,
stuff.
Like, if they're on the good team and they don't get playing time.
Yeah. Right.
But they practice with, yeah. like, good kids. Or you get them on the bad team and they get a lot of playing time.
Yeah.
But they're not getting, like,
yeah.
quite the same experience.
It, there's people do that in small schools, too. Like, they'll be like, yeah, I went to state. And I was like, dude, you're. What? What division? You know, yeah. like you can, if you go to a small enough school, you can be a high achieving athlete.
Yeah.
And maybe that's better. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because in your mind,
pond.
You're.
Little pond, big fish.
And then later yeah. on in life, you're like, no, I was like a 4-year letterman. And you're like, I mean, you had 8 students.
Yeah. yeah.
Everyone that went to the school was on the basketball team.
There's a school here, MJCA, and my buddy, Michael Clay, who I started comedy with. They had, I want to say 5 people in their class.
wow.
So the basket, yeah. I mean, the basketball team was, it was all hands on deck. Anybody.
I still wouldn't start.
Yeah.
there were like, we're better with 4.
Yeah. yeah.
Just play a diamond.
Yeah. they just have you stand in the corner of the, they go, just stand there the whole game. Technically,
Don't
we need
move.
You on the
right.
court.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just be in there.
Don't move. Yeah. Don't play offense. Fine Don't play people. Defense.
We you think they were all friends? I mean, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. I still talk to a few of them. So, yeah, and I didn't even go to that school. Like, yeah, you can't He's, not.
He knows 3
because they all worked at the water company, yeah. too. So when I worked
They all
there,
went to work together yes. after school? That's
well,
fun.
Yeah, on Mount Juliet. Yeah. yeah. You're all out there. And
that's a 5-person class.
I fun. Think the school's
getting
a lot
bigger. There's
like a
bully in the group. And yeah, yeah. yeah. Like 4 other ones.
Kind of mix it up.
Yeah, a lot yeah. of clicks.
It was...
school, 5 kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all have their own lunch table.
Yeah.
Talk I about a graduation, that. Though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Quick.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, quick. My gosh. Wow. Our,
we would do
our
it for that.
Eighth grade,
yeah.
the, mm-hmm. they did like, so our kids, like, the eighth grade
promotion.
Mm-hmm. It was.
He almost died.
It was like, it was like 2.5 hours. It was long.
Yeah. Because Nickerson is too deep.
You can't move early. Plus, yeah. Gloria is yep. a singer, so she performed.
Yeah.
Yep,
and
at
that
the
was
end.
Great. I'm not a monster. Mm-hmm. That yeah. was great. But it's like we had to get there at like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh,
yes.
It's like
to get a seat.
We work at night. This is like this is yeah. crazy. It might as well be
for eighth grade.
For eighth grade.
For eighth grade.
3
Buckle
in the morning
Aaron.
Would be easier for me than 6 yeah. in the morning.
Yeah,
I'll just remain up.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had to have flowers. We had like she's chewing us out because we're running late.
Yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
she's stressed
she's
out.
Really nice.
Yeah.
We're like, we love you, and we bought you this dress and yeah. these shoes and this makeup and this nails and
yeah.
go
yeah.
hate
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Hey, and then we got grandma and we're just like rolling out like, yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And,
it was terrible.
And it's so long. And you're looking at what's tough about graduations is you can see how much time is left. It's like the loading
the
bar.
The rows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh my gosh, we're only in the second out of 14 rows and it's going.
We're
and then there's like the speeches. Like there was like 3 kids' speeches and one of them was good.
Yeah.
One of them was great, actually. And then one girl like. Was like rapped about the school and you're like I can't
yeah.
it's so bad, you know, and then they're all trying to be like, remember when we got here in 7th grade and we were wearing our
as
masks?
I look out here today,
oh
I
yes.
see.
We
then,
went home and quoted,
and you know what drove me the most crazy is that there was a retiring teacher who gave a speech. I was like, I don't care that you're retiring.
Yeah.
This isn't your moment to shine.
Not at least meaningful for that person. These kids won't remember.
But not
this.
For us. I don't know this teacher.
Yeah, let the teacher have something.
No.
I'd rather the teacher than the, I don't know, the salutatorian.
That teacher
of the
gets an
grade.
Hour every day. That teacher gets 6 hours to talk every day
doesn't
to those kids.
Teachers.
They get beaten up every day, and now they get a place
I
of
love,
honor.
I love teachers. Love teachers, all right? Yeah. I don't need to hear
He's saying,
about,
would you give them, but you just go give them a moment and be like, exactly. No, you don't got to talk.
We can
so
honor
he's saying,
them.
Like, you
how
go,
long are we talking? What's the speech like?
I mean, what did it feel like?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a 5-minute speech.
5 minutes is like, that guy's earned 5 minutes.
But yeah. What is right? he, I know, but if you go honor him, you honor him, you yeah. bring him out, it's a big thing.
Give him
yeah.
a plaque
you do
or
it,
something. Thank
you, go,
you for
thank
your
you
years
so
of
much
service.
For
your
yeah. You do most of the talking, yeah. you just celebrate him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if he's got a...
Aaron, you spoke for 60 seconds at your wedding.
Yeah.
I think
that's about right. Thank you. This yeah. has meant a lot to me. I devoted my life to education. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, well, how long did
We've
it been how long
sitting,
did
I think he
talk?
Should get a minute for every year he'd been there.
There you go. There you
We've
go.
Been sitting outside
yeah.
for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
On,
you didn't say this is outdoors.
On concrete. On cement.
I'm not mm-hmm. kidding. That changes everything.
The outdoor thing.
The fact that you're outside, yeah. that changes everything.
A person should be.
But is it shaded?
No.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Ridiculous.
What are you're, you like, gonna do? You're like ununionized the teachers.
Yeah, I was picturing in a gym or
yeah,
a church
we don't,
or
they
something.
Don't have a gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in a church. That's how they do a lot of them.
That's how we did ours.
They move it to church?
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah.
Graduate
California.
Ceremony.
Heavy school?
Yeah.
California.
In the,
that's one of the
in the cathedral. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is a, it is a bit of a SoCal like. Flex, right? That even that they're like, well, we'll just do it outside.
Well,
like
yeah. that's the weather.
It's yeah. a, it's
like
a
that's
given.
Ever an option in May or June.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, 4 p.m. That would have been rough.
We got, I was always lucky with Bargetti. We were.
I'd have been right behind you.
Oh, you were,
yeah, yeah.
Did your parents leave there, after man. You got announced?
No. Now I, my high school, I graduated 56 people.
Yeah.
So it's not that's more
that's efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were never a big part of like the giant. High school graduation, but we went to my nieces, and you know they're outside, and you hear them go up and talk, and,
right?
You know, I don't know. It's like you just, I think it's one of those you got to go, like, hey, this is going to be,
this is
it's
a, day.
A lot, it's yeah. a day, and you accept it, and
yeah, ours. Mm-hmm. We both mm-hmm. we went to different high schools. We've been together, like we were high school sweethearts. We met like in church at on a church youth group trip, but we went to different high schools. But we both had graduations because we had in the Tacoma Dome. Which yeah. you, if you play, mm-hmm. it's like a big, mm-hmm. that's yeah. how big it was. Like, hey, we got to get yeah. this local arena to
wow.
do, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if you've
like
ever been in an
hours?
Arena, but yeah. And it's a whole,
you know about
is
arenas?
It 5 hours?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Is it, how long is that?
I mean, 3 to 4 at least, plus
I know,
driving.
I don't remember my parents complaining about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're just different.
Did y'all like it though?
What's your maiden name?
Hoagland.
Oh, so you're mm-hmm. right in the middle.
Highland, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what's your maiden name? What are we doing now?
Well, I mean, it depends
yeah.
on what order she goes
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that yeah. was relevant. Uh-huh.
Well,
I'm
actually,
sorry.
My
like,
brother got a bloody
me.
Nose at his graduation, his high school graduation.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
wrestling coach came
yeah.
to help.
Yeah.
They plug
you know,
noses.
Some kids just get bloody noses.
Yeah.
We got one. Are you guys, anybody, is any bloody nosers in your life?
Not anymore. I used to get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. You wake up, pillow's all bloody.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah. That happened to me one time. I had a sleepover.
Signs of gout. It starts up top.
Yeah.
You go, you didn't get that looked into. You like, wait, how you get it? Yeah. Looks like the Godfather. Like, you just get up and you're like, golly, I had one last yeah. night, boy. It slept through it. Didn't even wake up.
That's a sign of youth. That you're a good heavy sleeper, that you
yeah.
could
oh, yeah.
sleep through a bloody nose.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, we couldn't do it now because of our CPAPs.
Because you're going to drown.
Yeah.
yeah.
That would not be good now.
No.
Do you guys fit that in a carry-on? Can you? When you travel?
You carry yeah. yours everywhere, right?
Yeah. They yeah. actually give you a...
Like
I've never
one?
Used it, but they just let you take it as an additional carry. Like
oh, that's
a,
nice.
Yeah, there's some kind of medical exception.
I'm just curious.
I just put it in
an oxygen tank behind it.
You got some liquid.
And a walker.
Goes down the aisle.
Excuse me. I put it in the suitcase, though. I don't want to carry it around
yeah.
specifically.
That's good. Because mm-hmm. it was, you don't, I get mad when people got like extra gear. Even if yeah. they need, there's part of you like, yes, I understand. But also, I mean, do you...
Also, tighten up.
It's like when... Well, we had this debate. We were flying out here, and when someone puts a... I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. When someone puts a guitar in the overhead bin...
We get a lot of that in Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, basically every flight, there's a musical
instrument. What are your thoughts on that? Because my instinct
was like...
Where
should that go on a Southwest flight?
That's taking up a lot of spots. But also, you don't want to break your guitar.
Yeah, you can't check it.
Yeah.
You can't check a guitar. They just get destroyed.
Yeah.
So you have to hold on to it.
Nick Thune, comedian, Seattle.
Yeah.
He has a guitar. He'll get confrontational with it.
Yeah.
He enjoys it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to come in and then just be like, I got a guitar, and he's going to... I think you have to be willing to be a little confrontational, or at least talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Because you have this guitar.
Yeah. I think you're right, because it is annoying. Because there's limited seat. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
When you're, especially when you're in those back boarding groups, you're like, is there going to be? Yep. And so you walk by, you're not sure, and you see a guitar taking three spots. You know, I think you should have to declare, like, what you're bringing it for, and, like, the level of gig you're going to do. And then the airlines get to determine whether or not it's worth it. Yes. You have to prove
American
you can
Idol
play
style.
It.
Yeah.
And then they get, the TSA gets to go, okay, he can bring it.
Yeah. He can bring it. You should rent one.
When you land, go rent a guitar.
Or, and you should quit.
Yeah.
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 I think we're about to wrap here, but I do have a gift for you.
Oh.
Yeah. So this was...
Just for Nate?
Just for Nate. This,
sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But it can it can go up here. Well, this was... it
you
was meant...
hang it?
No, it was...
I thought it goes right there.
Yeah. Okay, so it was meant to be... Well, it kind of worked out nicely because we weren't sure when we were going to do this. We're going to announce it. But I was going to do a thank you for being out on the tour, the Be Funny Tour, which was incredible. The dates that I did, they were so fun. They're great. I'd say it's like comedy camp. It's so fun. And then just this and then everything. I mean, I say all the time, you're like a mentor to me. I'm very grateful. I'm and like this big boost behind me. So for context, when we were in Springfield, there's a very kind of iconic comedian named Yakov Smirnoff.
Yes.
Who have you? Did you tell this on the pod? You did. I missed it.
No, we haven't seen him since then.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't tell. I'll tell it here because I don't. Yeah. I don't. So I always have the lights dark.
Yeah.
When I'm on stage, so like when I can never really see the crowd, I could barely see the front row, maybe a little neck down, maybe. I just can't really see the crowd. I like it dark because it's just easier to perform not having to look at me.
Right.
This one show in Springfield, one show of my entire career, 10 years on the road, 10 straight years on the road, I've never asked for lights to be up. And this one in Springfield, I go, you know what? I was like, let me have the lights up a little bit. I was like, maybe I think I'll enjoy seeing people having fun and stuff like that. And I do it. And there's one spot where the right when we do it, I get on stage. I have no warning. And I make a lap. And I go, is that Yakov Smirnoff? And then I have to keep, then I, you know, because I'm in the round. So I'm circling. And so in my head, I'm like, is, you know, and then I kind of come back around. And I'm looking at him again. And he just kind of, so the whole show, I'm like, is that Yakov Smirnoff? And I mean, he was lit up. It looked like, I asked, I'm like, hey, Yakov's going to be there. Light him up. And that's the only time I've ever asked for lights up. They've been down ever since. I've never had them up.
And
since
of all the comedians.
He was a wonderful dude. We all got to meet him. And he, you know, that guy was enormous. Yeah. Seinfeld opened for him.
Yeah.
That's how long he's been doing it. And so he was doing like, Seinfeld was like doing, he was doing 3,000 seat theaters. This is back early 80s when they just didn't do theaters. Yeah. He was just that big of an act.
Yeah.
Great dude.
So my son helped me track down this. My son, who's very into vintage items and very good at finding these right here. This is a gift to you. So we found this online.
It's autographed.
It's autographed. This is from my son dates it to probably about 1988.
Wow. What a country.
Oh, Yakov Smirnoff. What a country.
What a country. And autographed.
And signed by
Yakov. That's awesome.
How did you find that?
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Your son is good.
He's very good. Yeah. I was like, hey, we're looking for some Yakov merch.
Yeah.
And we found it together, and he was like, and he dated it, and he's like, this is actually a good deal.
Yeah.
And he's like, like, he goes, whoever.
We got a deal.
He goes, yeah. He goes, whoever's selling this right now can't believe this is actually being sold.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with vintage items. You have an item like this that you've had for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody's like, dude, I need some Yakov Smirnoff merch.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, man.
Yeah, for such a moment as this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. A country. Well, thank you. What a country.
Yeah.
Well, we're, thanks for, you know, being a part of this.
Thanks.
I know you guys don't have to. And, but we appreciate it. I think we're, it's all building up into a nice, awesome thing. And we love seeing what you guys are doing. And we can't, you know, whatever we're send over from our to go listen. And, you know,
and likewise.
It's good. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet.
Awesome. Well, glad to have you.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor.
Yeah. Thanks.
How do y'all get out of your podcast? Do you just say bye?
We go, that's bye. It. We go, that's it. Bye.
Bye.
And then we throw our mics away.
Bye.
Bye.
Nate Land is produced by Nate Land Productions and by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife Laura on the Audio Boom platform. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nate Land Podcast.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.